In the distance, she approaches, gnarled and grotesque, in the clarinet. A sudden explosion as all the assembled ghouls greet the beloved melody, and then she does her wicked, pornographic little jig. She has arrived. She dances an obscene jig to the burps and groans of the assembled nasties. Real Halloween stuff, this. And as I point out on your word score, Berlioz scores her melody for the E-flat clarinet, the soprano clarinet, which will guarantee a squeaky, shrill sound. Oh, she's not so pretty anymore. Please, the Idée Fixe, as she appears in the fifth movement as a bewarted, obscene witch. Darling, you've looked better. All right, please, let's go back to the fourth movement, and let's focus now on the fourth and fifth movements. With the fact in mind that it is indeed the fixed idea and the changing image of her that holds the five movements of this symphony and its literary program completely together. All right, in regards to musical form, quickly, movements two, that is, a ball, three, Scene in the Country, and five, Dream of a Witch's Sabbath, are all determined by the story being told. They are literary constructs, my friends, those movements, not pre-existing abstract formal constructs. Movements one, Reveries and Passions, and four, The March to the Scaffold, are supposedly sonata allegro forms, complete with exposition repeat and everything else. From a technical point of view, as sonata allegro forms, they are unmitigated disasters. As program music, describing respectively in the first movement, inner turmoil, and in the fourth movement, the execution, as program music, they are superb. All right, onward please, to the hallucinatory movements four and five, now in much greater detail. Movement four, March to the Scaffold. It is the most famous of all the movements of the Symphonie Fantastique. It's likely that Berlioz lifted a big chunk of this movement from an earlier work. Who cares? It works better here. Now, as I said, it's in sonata form, but if I may, this is ersatz sonata form. We have an expo repeat, but this movement completely lacks proper modulating bridges. It lacks a real development section. It lacks any systemic modulation. It lacks proper recapitulatory motion. It's a disaster, but it doesn't make any difference. The dramatic line is infinitely more interesting and more important than whether this is in sonata form or not. It reflects, this movement does, mixed historical influences. On one level, we've got the revolutionary scene of the guillotine. Again, the condemned chin high, hands behind his back, being borne on a cart, a rude cart being pulled by mules through the cobblestone streets of Paris to arrive in a square surrounded by hundreds, if not thousands, awaiting the death of the fiend, being hurled, tomatoes and cabbages bouncing off his stoic body. This is the scene that comes right out of the Reign of Terror. But the music is being played to a great degree by a huge marching band in this movement. The strings in some parts of this movement are rendered almost unimportant. And this comes from the era of Napoleon. Napoleonic marching bands were meant to create hysterical patriotism. And many modern instruments were perfected. Wind and brass instruments were perfected or even invented. The saxophone family was invented for use in French military marching bands.